Don't move.
The sense that you keep on walking in here, stinking up my house, Liv. Well, I suppose it was your house, but it's under new management now.
What is the meaning of this? Oh, sweetie. You really think you have the power to question my authority?
We're getting down to that anyways. But first, tell me, where were you?
Studying, huh? Okay. Right.
So, I'll give you the opportunity to be truthful with me. And if you don't, then things are going to escalate.
So, where were you?
Okay. And who is this friend?
I'd love to believe that, but what's mind-boggling to me is the fact that this is the second week, which, by the way, is daily. You've even been going out during the weekends to meet this friend of yours, and now you come back late.
Later than you have before, which has progressively gotten later and later.
To tell me that you were out with just a friend.
The time that I get to feed on your amazing blood has been cutting down a lot drastically because you've been out studying so much, and when you come back home, you're apparently too fatigued and tired for me to take what's mine. But now that I've connected the dots together, it really seems that you are just trying to save your stamina so you can be with her.
Is that what's going on?
Are you getting intimate with this woman?
I know.
Trust me, I would smell it on you. That stench isn't something you can hide very easily. Especially from my nose.
So at least that's one thing you're truthful about.
But I am not happy, Dove. Not happy. Because this creature wants to take what's mine away from me. And I can't allow that.
Oh, please, stop with the just friends bullshit.
I've seen her. I know the way she looks at you, like she has fucking hearts in her eyes.
The way she laughs at every one of your jokes, even if they're not fucking funny.
How she loves trying to walk you home, but you get too afraid that I'll pick up her scent, which I already did.
So you decide to tell her to just go halfway so she doesn't get too close to the house.
You're doing a lot to protect just a friend from me. I didn't say that I was even going to hurt her or anything.
You really think that I'm that evil? Do you really think that I would hurt those who are dear to you?
Is that what she is to you?
Is she someone close? Do you care about her? To the point where you feel like you need to protect her from me?
I wouldn't hurt her. If that's what's stopping you from being truthful, then believe me when I say I wouldn't hurt her, okay?
So tell me, do you care about this woman?
Let's just be truthful now. Okay.
Do you like this woman?
I'm not going to be angry.
Do you like this woman?
Oh, I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. Okay. So she is trying to steal you. Oh, I mean, clearly. She isn't trying, she is succeeding at trying to steal you. Oh, but not if I can help it. Oh, I promised you I wouldn't be angry. I'm not angry, sweetie. I'm just fucking enraged and filled with a new feeling. A new feeling that is overwhelming my senses. Rage and bloodlust that I haven't felt in a very long time. Oh, do you remember when we first met and I told you that I could help you feel pleasure that you've never experienced before, or pain that not even human minds can fathom? Yeah? Well, now you can see that, sweetie. Now you can see what I'm really capable of. Okay? So, how about I find her again? How about... Oh, I know exactly where she is right now. Right? It shouldn't be too hard to find her, right? No, it shouldn't be. I'll teach the fucking whore a lesson. I'll teach her not to fuck with what is fucking mine, okay? Oh, what are you getting panicked for, sweetie? What are you getting panicked for? Huh? Tell me what's wrong. What's wrong? Please pick your words properly, okay? Because I promise you break you like a fucking twig if you say something positive about her. If you say it's because you care about her or some bullshit like that, okay? Just, what's wrong? Are you afraid? You think I'm gonna hurt you? Because I fucking might. I might. Okay, sorry. Hold on.
Why shouldn't I?
You are mine, after all, and I can't let anyone get in the way of that.
I couldn't let another vampire touch you.
So, why should I let another mortal touch you? Explain that. Oh, fuck. Oh, you are toying with me, you know. So, what did you mean that you liked her? In what way did you mean it? Oh, I will fucking eviscerate you and... Sorry. So you're not just going back now because you saw my relationship, did you? Are you lying to me?
Okay.
So, you wouldn't mind if I hurt her, right? She's just a friend. So, she's just another person. Right? You wouldn't mind if I hurt her, right? Why do I want to hurt? Why do you think? She... She needs to know that you're mine. So I'll teach her that lesson very thoroughly. I'll give her physical and mental scars that will never wash away, no matter what the fuck she does. I'll make sure she thinks about me every fucking second. I'll make sure this place feels unsafe to live in, no matter where she goes. And when she inevitably decides to leave this place and fly or drive to some other place to live, I will continuously be there, stalking her, making sure she falls into mass hysteria because she decided to lay eyes on my blood bag. What the fuck do you mean that's not necessary? It seems completely necessary to me. And how can I be so sure that she isn't going to take away my belt and blood bag? I can't do that. I can't let that happen, sweetie. You're too precious to me. You are the one thing that makes me feel alive. That and physical torture, but still, you make me feel human again. I mean, seriously, it's really impressive that you can make such a cold body feel warm again. Unfortunately, you won't be able to make her cold, dead body feel warm in your arms as you mourn her death, but I... Why do you have to have
past this look in your eyes again. Shit. Move.
You're afraid of her.
Oh, yeah, I realize you can't move. Maybe this is triggering something for you again. It reminds me of the first time. I gotta admit it. So I could just leave. Do whatever I want to her and you'd be fucking powerless, huh? You feel hopeless. Your best friend? About to be mercilessly eviscerated and tormented. There's not a thing that you can do about it. You don't look completely hopeless. There's still that dwindle of hope in those eyes again. They make you look a lot more attractive when you're like this, you know. Do me a favor. If you want that friend of yours to have a chance at living, how about you tell me who you belong to? That didn't need much convincing. Okay. How about you tell me what your purpose in this world is? Okay. Fuck. One more. Will you let anyone take you away from me? Even that bitch? Okay. I'm always convinced. But... I still haven't had my meal yet. And with the way your heart is beating right now, you must have a lot to give, right? Your neck is salty. You really are nervous, aren't you? You can stop thinking about it. About all the different ways I can... For now, let's focus on us. There's no one else in this world that matters, okay? Just me and you. Besides, I'm hungry. So the only thing you should focus on right now is satiating that. I know just where to start. Okay. I'm going to allow you to move freely now. But while I'm enjoying my meal, try not to move too much. I don't want to choke on it now. And another thing. Look down at me, please. I love the look in your eyes. So, let me guess. As long as I satiate her hunger, she won't do anything to her. That's what you're thinking, right? Oh, God. I don't think that will even be enough to satisfy this urge. It's just so big and overwhelming. It's just so hard for me to swallow. I don't think I can control this feeling. Getting desperate, huh? Good. I like that. Because if you aren't good enough, you're losing a friend today. Can do to a human. It's like they give in to animal instincts. You're close already. Well, I was thinking about what I can do getting you off. I mean, if you wanted me to spread myself open, I could have done it for you. So rough. Again, I could help you get my clothes off, you know. Oh, fuck you, I'm not gonna be gentle, are you? Oh, fuck! That's it, Dove. Oh, fuck! Put your hands on my waist. Oh, push it in deeper. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're eyeing down my breasts a lot. There you go. Don't be afraid to play with them, sweetie. Oh, fuck. Come
you see? This is what I meant. Only you can make a cold body like mine feel so warm, feel so fucking alive. Oh, fuck. Look at the look in your eyes. You're really trying, aren't you? Oh, you can try harder than that, aren't you? You can fuck me harder than that, right? Come on. Show me that you really want this. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, that's the spirit. Oh god, oh fuck. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Holy shit. Oh fuck. Oh fuck.
That little friend of yours is doomed. She...
Fuck!
Oh, wow. I'm fucking... I am very impressed by your enthusiasm. That's it, love. You're gonna have to fuck me harder if you want to really convince me. There you go. Hello, my darlings. I hope you're all having a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you all so much for listening to this audio. I hope you enjoyed it. Doing vampire audio is always, always a lovely blessing for me because I fucking love vampires. Vampires are amazing, okay? Now, oh, the police are going by. You don't understand how many times they go by in the audios. I've actually tried my best to cut them out of the audios as much as possible. And like, when they go by, I just stand there staring, you know, the Kirk Cobain stare? Just as they go past and I wait. Fuck, it's annoying as shit, but hey. They protect, you know. But they're not like me. While I'm out there, late night, I don't sleep. I'm always out there, looking. They don't know that I'm there. I mean, after all, you never expect vengeance. Batman.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I need to wrap this up. You're amazing, okay? Remember that. You're doing fucking great.
Literally already past the midway point of January, you know. Doing great. You got this. I believe in you, and hopefully you believe in you too, because if you don't, did you pray today? Did you pray today? Because if you didn't, I might have to dick you down.